He said, they might work on something, but didn't hit him, what are they going to do?
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of fences do you remember seeing when you were growing up?
Fences?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see the old rail fences?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get go to the woods and cut rails out of timber and then stack it on top of one another, make notches and stack it on top of one another like that.
Mm-hmm.
And put one down and then about that fur up, put another rail. And you could keep hogs or cows or goats or anything in the fences we had that way. They wouldn't get out.
Mm-hmm. What about a fence that they have around their yard or garden?
That's a garden wall, we call it. Some folks call it a chicken wall.
Mm-hmm. What about a fence they have around the field now?
We call that barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. But
and some fields has hog wire around it. We used to plant a lot of soybeans, you know, and we had a hog wire around so we could put our hogs in the fall of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't plant many now since my husband's health has got so bad.
Mm-hmm. What about a fence made out of wood?
That's what I'm talking about, a rail fence.
Mm-hmm. Well, something that would come up, maybe come up to a point?
Oh, that's pickets.
Mm-hmm. How would the fence like that be built?
Well, you just put down a bottom pole and drive your picket on like that, and then put another pole and drive your ticket and picket like that. And you put your poles on and then go by and put your pickets on.
Mm-hmm. And,
No, I'm talking about this place. We had an awful hard time. My husband got sick, and I had, he was in the bed here about 2 years, off and on. And I had to walk to Yazoo City and work, mm-hmm. and then walk back in the evening a lot of times. Sometimes somebody come along, I know, you know, I'd pick me up, but I wouldn't ride with strangers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to be somebody I know to let me ride, I'd ride with. And we'd get up here in the morning at 4 o'clock, and I'd milk the cow and cook biscuits for my husband so he'd have bread all day. He couldn't eat no cornbread. And then I'd go to work leave here about 6 o'clock. Sometimes I'd get up and hoe a few rows in the garden before going to work. And I'd leave here about 6 o'clock and then get in town by 8.
Say if you were going to set up a barbed wire fence, you'd say you'd have to dig holes for the...
For the holes for the, with post digger.
Huh?
Post holes, they call it.
Uh-huh.
They call it post holes. You dig a hole and you put your post down in it. And then lay the fence on it.
How many do you have in all, maybe?
Well, it's kind of how big a place you want, huh?
Well, say you might have 40 or 50. Well,
that'd be a pretty good sized place.
40 or 50 what?
Holes.
You talk about one post or several?
One post.
Or several?
Well, we just dig one hole for one post. Every uh-huh. post has its own hole.
Uh-huh.
Set up.
Well, in all, you'd have maybe 40 or 50.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't have just one post, you might have 40
no,
or 50.
Only time you'd be using one post would be if sometime you had a post in the field would get broke off. You know, sometime it'd break off at the ground, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'd have to put another one there. But that'd be the only time you'd put another one. Or you seen one had a weak post, and sometime, you know,
uh-huh.
it'd start rotting early and have a weak post and you'd put a post hole down by it.
Well, how many do you have in all?
I don't know, darling.